Gorgeous soul, welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And today we are chatting, talking, inspiring, sharing wisdom all around the topic of perseverance. That's a word I heard for the first time about 28 years ago, and it felt sort of like, it's too harsh. I'm not persevering. I'm a kind person. You know, it felt really this push. But actually, it's a good word. And it's good to persevere. And we usually persevere in things we truly, truly want, or we feel truly excited about, or is our sole purpose, right, Janet?
Absolutely, Caroline. Although I will say that I'm as guilty as some other people out there. I have, because of the way I was brought up, persevered. You didn't give up. You don't give up. And I always remember sort of feeling that I ended up sort of being very stubborn about following things that really weren't the right thing for me. I know now that weren't the right thing for me, but because I was so stubborn and I had been told you have to persevere, you have to keep, and then realizing actually it was the wrong path or knocking on that wrong door that's not the door for you. And you're right, when you know your soul purpose, that clarity, that sense of knowing what you need to persevere in is valuable. So you're not wasting your time and you really are engaging and following exactly that, your truth, your heart's desire, your soul purpose. And that's very important. And I think we live in an age now, there's a lot of people, and I see it with a lot of the younger generation, is they don't have that level of being able to dig deep to push through those challenges that we, it's part of life, we face them. We talked about resilience last time, so if you're listening to this, check that one out as well. It's important to really be able to really know what you need to invest your energy in. What about you, Caroline? Have you got any stories where you've maybe gone on the wrong direction and then realized you needed to change?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, hanging on to my marriage is probably one thing, but I mean, it's also good not to jump out of it at the first time of
Yeah.
it doesn't work. But definitely having unhealthy relationships for far too long, something I persevered in, but of course, you know, that's good. But actually, the very, very first time I heard the word was when I was, after I was giving birth to my firstborn in London, in the Portland Clinic. And it's the first child. And I so wanted to nurse, breastfeed him, because that's the good thing to do. And that's just what I wanted, you know. And of course, the little baby boy wouldn't latch on, and it took days and days. And because I, like everybody, you know, with new topics like puppies or babies or something, you read books. And then I knew that if they would feed him the bottle, then he would never get onto my breast. So I said, so only spoon feed him. You know, you don't want to starve, but don't make it harder. And the fun thing was that they even, the nurses, the midwives, they had a betting corner. Who is the one to make that baby latch on? You know, it was so fun. But they were really, really helpful. They were so supportive of me wanting to breastfeed this child. And then, yeah, and then it finally happened, that one moment, and we all cried. We were all so happy. And then the nurse said, it's just because you persevered. And I thought, oh, Like you says, did I push too hard something? She's and then I realized, no, I so wanted that. I wanted it to make it work. And of course, it was all we were all making sure the baby, was healthy and wouldn't wait for 3 weeks, but it was that time. And then it was a, yeah, it's a good thing. But I so wanted that. And because I also had a dream before I became pregnant, and I had a hard time getting pregnant due to endometriosis. And in my dream, I dreamt of nursing a baby. And then I knew that I will have a baby. And of course, that nursing was sort of that picture. So it all went well. And of course, after you had one, then you sort of know what you need to do with number two and three, and it was easy. And I'm deeply grateful for those midwives back then, nearly 28 years ago. Without the support, you can persevere and everything, but you also, I think, you need the support or someone standing behind you and telling it's okay, you can do this. I got you, right?
Yes. I mean, that's absolutely to have your network, your support network. We all need that. We all need that. And certainly, as we're on our spiritual journey, having that support, because there are times we're human beings, we're going to doubt ourselves, we're going to, not be sure. And sometimes it's just then you need that reminder from a dear friend who can go, actually, is that really what you want to be doing? I think Caroline's, we've had this conversation before. Caroline goes, Janet, is it what you really want to do? And then realizing that actually, no, it's not that important, and I can then let it go. So being in that state of being aligned with your heart and soul. And I was thinking, actually, funny enough, about the chakras as well, about how that all comes together, because that really helps to align you and to know these things that you're not doubting. The same as you knew that you, as a mother, you wanted, to nurse your child. And I think it is when you've got that strong, as you say, desire that's really coming from inside your very core. Because that's your truth, that's who you are. And you didn't give up, you persevered and you got there. And I can imagine actually the atmosphere when that happened, that, just as you said, people, you cried because it was tears of joy. It is important, this word perseverance. It does sound hard. And I think that's what puts a lot of people off. But sometimes the best things that we're trying to achieve in our lives does take that effort. Does take that extra, we have to knuckle down and really dig deep to achieve. And then it's really worth it. It's like climbing that mountain. Caroline knows plenty about climbing mountains in Switzerland, and as do I when we lived in the mountains. And it is hard at times. And you go, I don't want, I can't do it anymore. You want to give up, you want to sort of just go home, put your feet up. And you go, you're maybe just that little bit short. And then you've got maybe with somebody else that you're walking with, your support team, and they're going, come on, it's only this last little bit, come on. And they reach out and give you a hand up and, encourage you on. And then that moment when you're standing on the summit and you see around you and you're going, wow, that was so worth it. And it's like,
Absolutely.
it's that you're persevering for, it's that you're working for, and then it's worth it. And I think that's what's important. But I know for me, it was that sometimes investing in the wrong things, being sidelined, little detours, didn't we talk about detours? But they're also part of your learning and growth, but it's recognizing when something's not the right thing for you. That you need to know when to let go of that and, put your energy back into the things that really do make your heart and soul sing. Yeah, they're going to be tough at times, but a marriage, if it's going to work, it takes two people to invest in that and put the time and effort into that. Any relationship, if you want a business to succeed, you have to persevere. Carol and I both know it's not an easy journey. Some people go, "Oh yeah, I made, 8,000 last month and 10,000 this month," and maybe they are. But the reality often is that it's a lot harder when you look beneath the surface. And you just, if it's something that you love doing, carry on.
Yeah, if it makes your heart and soul sing, keep going. And that's the thing. On social media, you sometimes have this little picture with two tunnels, and then one guy is keeping persevering, and the other one just gives up just before he reaches sort of the diamonds and the gold and the treasure, and then he walks away. And just that last push. But also, yeah, it's always, give up, give in, keep persevering, and that's when you need to connect to your heart and soul and ask for guidance and truly feel what's right for you. Because yeah, like you said, you go up on a summit, on a hike, and sometimes you just have to listen to your body. And even if you're just 20 meters below the summit, if health-wise you just can't do it, there's always another day you can reach that. So don't push yourself too hard. I mean, there are coaches, especially sport coaches, that keep going like, one more step, keep going. But maybe you're doing something it's not right for you. So always, always listen within. And yeah, and I was really grateful for the midwives who didn't come and say, yeah, at day two, the baby needs to nurse. So either it latches on or we give him the bottle or, whatever. They were really gentle and supportive. And surround yourself with people that way. And yeah, and sometimes, like you said, in business, we have coaches or buy into programs that we later realize just doesn't feel right, just not for us, because they're too pushy, too much, too whatever. And entering that new phase and create something for you that works. And when you truly want something, like me, you just persevere without realizing it, because that's what your heart and soul is longing for. And it doesn't feel like pushing. It's just like, yeah, taking one step after the next.
Or my case, when I'm thinking of writing books, is again, that is also a journey, and you do have to persevere at it. I mean, my first fiction book was 80 over 80,000 words, and that took, a little bit of effort to keep going to do that. It's worth it in the end, but you have to invest that time and energy and not give up. And I know I've had a little sort of knock where I've been like there's been a few critique, and I'm going, oh, I've taken it so personally, and I'm now able to push past that now and move on with doing more writing, which does make my heart and soul sing. So
Beautiful, beautiful.
it is finding the things. I mean, again, we worked in the garden this weekend. Again, that's a place, an energy that really makes me feel very happy, spending time in my garden, both enjoying it, but also, it does take work to maintain it. But then when you do the work, sometimes I don't want to go out there and pull weeds, and because it is back-breaking work at times. But when I get out there and do it, I actually find it very therapeutic. And it is really good. And then I get to enjoy my garden. So you do have to persevere to create, to often create the things that are important to you, that, in life, whatever that may be, whether it's relationships, a business, a book, a garden, artwork. You persevere. You don't give up. You keep going, keep growing, keep developing, and it is an important part of our spiritual journey, our spiritual growth.
Yeah, the same with children or pets, you just can't hand them back and say, yeah, they're too troublesome, But it's just you keep going, and with a book also, I mean, the writing is one thing, but then the editing, the putting it together, the yeah, putting it out there is then the next step. That's a step I sort of took me at a little bit, to really release everything and then being ready to birth that book and send it out into the world. It can be quite scary because, oh, everybody can read my words, and yeah, and but you've already written it, so it's just the next step. And these are the things that, yeah, make the world go round, if you keep going and doing the thing you love and helping people, sharing your kindness, shining your light, and doing what's right for the world, for humans, for animals, for all living being. And yeah, it's gorgeous work. It takes work. It takes perseverance. And keep going. And if you need a little nudge right now, trust yourself. You got this. You can do this. Just take a tiny step forward. That's all it needs. A tiny little step forward. Just keep going. And like on a hike, sometimes you need a rest. You need to sort of recharge. You need to drink something or have a little snack, and then you can move on. And that's all part of our human journey as well. Allowing the restive, restorative periods. And yeah, and sometimes we feel like we have to give up, it's too hard, but actually, it only needs that rest, that maybe centering again, maybe, asking yourself, am I still on the right path? And then trusting the answer and keep going, or yeah, go a different path, it's all good.
Exactly. And even if you do, like me, take detours. I'm known for taking detours. You're always learning and growing. And when you do that, then you realize that is really not the right thing for you, and you come back to what is the right thing for you. I mean, yes, it takes longer, but it's not about the time we talk about. It's not necessarily about the end. It's about the journey and the growth and development and what we learn on that path. So even if you're like somebody who can manage to go, yay, straight ahead, or you're a bit like me, you kind of go round the houses a little bit, but you learn a lot by doing that, or have different experiences, that's okay. But the one thing in life that we all have to do is learn that power of perseverance. When it's the right thing, when it feels right, when we really want whatever desire, we need to dig deep and carry on. But as you sort of say, the other thing is as well, don't forget that we have our guardian angels, our angel team, the universe has our back. We can call in on that support as well, to support us on our spiritual journey, which is always a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely, because we are not alone, and that's wonderful. And yeah, ask for help. Get the right person to help you if you need guidance or just reassurance. It's all good. to ask for help and be open to receive it and walking your path. And like you said, I always say many ways lead to Rome. And sometimes it takes a detour to arrive at the right destination. It's all about divine timing, you know? And on the detour, we can enjoy that journey because we always learn. We learn more from detours than from straight lines, you know? And that's our soul purpose, our soul's journey. And we never know what we can experience there or who we meet. What we do on those gorgeous detours. So take the scenic route. Don't take the highway. Take the scenic route and enjoy it. I think that's the other thing. Just what I had to learn when I took a detour, I felt sort of, I was talking down on me. So, oh, I made a mistake. I took the wrong route. And blah, 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 blah. But actually, just being happy with that detour, with the extra time, with the extra scenic route, with everything. And that's most important, allowing yourself that time and yeah, enjoying the view, right? That's
Exactly.
my dog, by the way.
Because you're right, sometimes those detours, it's like going into a woods and you come across paths and you choose which one that you're going to go on. Because sometimes again in the mountains when I was there, I had walks that I would do, and most of it was sort of coming down, would end up in a wooded area. And it would be like I would go like, okay, today I'm gonna go this way. And then sometimes then I would just keep me But I always knew that I had a sense of where I was, that I wouldn't get lost. But it was just always interesting to go. And even though I'd walked those routes quite a few times, you would find something different. Or you would, I mean, I remember turning one corner and there being a little baby deer standing. And I was like, stupid. Like just looking at this, because I was so surprised. Because normally they hear you coming and they run, you never see them. And it was just stood there and looked at me, and I thought, wow, it just made my heart sing. And that was just by like kind of just going just wherever it took me, and I had that lovely experience. So you don't know that sometimes when you're walking or you're on your path journey, that little, as you say, the detour. You can have that an experience, or find something, or as you say, meet someone who you're meant to meet that becomes an important part of your life, or offers guidance or wisdom that you actually need. So, don't be afraid of exploring. But the main thing is here with the perseverance is when you know, when you really are attuned to who you are and what you're sole purpose is in this lifetime, you really have that sort of direction. It is like the map, but the map, can go anywhere. And that's part of
Exactly.
the joy. Exactly.
And we come back to trust, you know,
Yes.
trust and persevere on your own. And if any of you listeners, viewers want to know more about your soul purpose, reach out to Janet or I. We both help women with that experience because, yeah, it's wonderful to lead a purposeful life, and a soul purpose is something I've been asking myself for 40 years before I started my work, you know, and helping women to, yeah, finding their path and living their purpose and shining their light is just the most gorgeous way. And then once you're on your path, you can persevere because it really comes from your heart and your soul. You just know, and that's what you want, and that's amazing.
Beautiful. Yes, definitely. Reach out. We're here for you. Definitely. Because we're on our journey too, and we know what it's like. So definitely.
Yeah, and we persevere with our heart and soul. And please, if you love to hear about a certain topic, leave them in the comment or write to us. We always love to share with you what you love to hear about. So, but we have plenty of topics to get through this and come back to other topics because they're all sort of intermingled, you know, and that's the beauty. That's the beauty. Just looking from a different perspective. So, anything more on perseverance, Janet?
No, but it's a good reminder to me to persevere. There's a few things on my plate at the moment. I'm sort of like going, oh, what do I do? What do I do? And I'm sort of realizing here there's two elements to what I love. One of them is writing, and the other one is doing this work. And I was like going, but I don't feel I'm getting anywhere with either one. Maybe I'm meant to go one way. And I sort of like this conversation has reminded me again that, well, they're both parts of me, and somehow I'm just going to have to make it work. I'm going to have to persevere and make it work.
Or combine it in a way, you know,
Yes.
write about your work and work about your writing. It's, you know, it's so many ways. It's sort of,
Exactly.
yeah,
Exactly.
sometimes we don't see, it's always, it's not either or, it's always and, you know, and yeah, enjoying the path, making the most out of every moment, and yeah, not talking down on yourself for feeling like you might not be doing, because we are always doing enough. Even that pondering, I mean, like you know, writing the book is sort of processing it, you know, before you had, I think, several years of this idea. For me, it was also months of processing, and then writing was actually just spilling it all out. And you've already written it in your energy. You just have to get it on paper. Yeah, so sometimes it needs that time to process things, and it feels like we are not doing anything, but we are doing so much work, already processing it, everything. And then, whoops, all of a sudden it's the book, the story, the whatever path ahead. And then you just keep going.
Yes, I will find a way, as you say. I think that many of us, particularly women, were, I like to think of us like diamonds. We're very multifaceted. We have many different aspects to us. I don't think if you speak to any woman that they're very just one thing. We're very multidimensional, and we have many different aspects within us. And I think that's why, you know, when you get a diamond and it's sort of, you know, polished up, you shine that much brighter. And I think that's exactly what, when you're on your spiritual journey, that's exactly what you're doing. And you do, it's not one thing or the other. It's sort of like it all weaves together.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, this is just the mountain crystals, you know, and it's that those raw edges that really make them beautiful, because it looks like a mountain. But if you sort of cut it and file it, then yeah, it's nothing special, right?
So
So
we all
embrace all those edges, all those diamondy elements of you.
exactly, and that makes us each individual, unique. And I mean, when we think of crystals as well, you know, when you think of a diamond, how hard that is. And that's, you know, to persevere is learning that, but a compassionate perseverance, because as you sort of say, if it's any way, you know, hurting yourself or hurting others, it's not the right thing. There are times where we really have to say, you know, it's not the right time, or this is not the right path right now. And you have to sort of recognize that. But again, that comes from deep within. When you know that, you know it.
Heart and soul, exactly. And yeah, perseverance is not about pushing yourself. Perseverance is trusting your intuition and allowing the guidance to come and then keep on moving. And I think that's
That's
because we could push ourselves in a total wrong direction, you know, and we would feel it. We would feel tired. We would feel no joy, you know, all these things, but we could still push ourselves and felt that's perseverance. But perseverance is really trusting, listening, trusting, and guided going, right?
guided, definitely guided, definitely. And exactly, if it's feeling really that level of, as Caroline says, exhausting and hard and not fulfilling, then it's probably not the right way to go. Because I think even though things are hard at times, you still can carry on through if there's a challenge or there's a roadblock or whatever, because you know, you just have that feeling inside that, you know, okay, there's this challenge has come up, right? But okay, let's deal with it because I know that that's where I'm meant to be going.
Yeah,
So.
and sometimes it's sort of like feeling in the flow, like on the roll, you just, and things then happen for you, you know? And sometimes it's just like the universe questioning you, are you sure you want to keep going? And then something happens and you say, yeah, that's good. That's good, you know, and it has that good feeling, that openness, that spaciousness, that light. It fills you up, you know. It's not like draining you. So,
Yeah. And just funny enough, thinking about a roadblock, I mean, sometimes the universe puts or the a roadblock in your path, partly to test, it may be a test, but sometimes it is actually to nudge you in the right direction because it kind of goes, you're a little bit veered off here and we need you to come back over here. So sometimes you really need to look at what's going on and really recognize what.
Signs.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know, as you sort of say, if this mountain has suddenly appeared and you're so determined to get through it and you're burrowing through it and you're digging through it, but actually you're meant to go round it.
Yeah,
So,
definitely, definitely. It's always, yeah, guided perseverance. I love that word.
I like that myself. I think I'm going to adapt that one. Yes, guided perseverance, soul guided. Soul, heart and soul guided perseverance.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Janet, for all your insights. I always love to chat with you, and we keep persevering and guiding with our topics and inspire our listeners and viewers, and deeply grateful. And yeah, we'll see hear each other again next week.
Yay.
Thank you.
Love and light blessings, everyone.